Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Bela Fleck's collection of duets, Double Time, on Rounder Records. We heard Ladies and Gentlemen, featuring Bela and Daryl Anger on the cello. Back in the 1960s and 70s, young bluegrass players began to stretch out, and a distinctly new style called Newgrass was created. It met with lots of criticism about the need for maintaining the purity of the musical form. This had little effect on the young players promoting the style. This week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, we'll examine Newgrass from some of the earliest players and recordings. Next week, we'll follow the style into new acoustic music as the players take their inspiration and repertoire from jazz and rock. We'll open this week's program with the Dillards from their classic recording Wheat Straw Suite, where they experiment with strings and contemporary tunes. Here's Tim Hardin's Reason to Believe from the Dillards on the Sing Out radio magazine.
If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Thank you.
stood not near, yet hear so clear your story had to start. The jingle song has really run into
we shall know what love will show us has begun. So here's to you with care from someone.
This evening came, but not the same as yesterday had been. Today had come here with someone to hold now deep within.
And maybe we'll find this time is designed for finding the meaning of one. And now we will know what love will show.
love. sunlight caught his eye. It burned it to the bone. It was his grave will to die, to wander off alone. Off every frozen footstep, rosy bootlets or a shoe, does it choke on dust, turn inside out to catch a glimpse of you? Bravely needs the
We're listening to Newgrass and the origins of new acoustic music this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That, of course, was Old and In the Way, recorded live in October of 1973 at the Boarding House in San Francisco. Vassar Clements, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, John Kahn, and Peter Rowan. And we heard Lonesome Fiddle Blues, one of Vassar's great tunes. That's on Acoustic Disc Records. And before that, a group of super pickers, young guys, were put together to play a television show in Los Angeles at KCET Television in 1973 with Bill Monroe. It was supposed to be a live performance, and they were supposed to be contrasting their styles of bluegrass. Many of the guys playing in the band had played for Mr. Monroe at one point or another. But Bill's bus broke down, which meant that the band of younger players had to play the entire show. Those younger players were Bill Keith, Peter Rowan, Richard Green, David Grisman, Clarence White, and John Kahn. And they called themselves Mule Skinner, at least for that particular project. And we heard Runways of the Moon, one of Peter Rowan's tunes. That's been reissued on Sierra Records. Mule Skinner, a potpourri of bluegrass jam. And before that, we heard from Doug Dillard and Gene Clark from the fantastic expedition of Dillard and Clark from 1968. And we heard With Care from Someone, and that's on A&M Records. And we let off that set with the Dillards from Wheatstraw Suite and Tim Hardin's classic, Reason to Believe. That's from 1968 and Elektra Records. Many of us were used to seeing John Hartford on the Glenn Campbell Show, sitting there playing his banjo and writing quirky tunes. But we were all surprised when the recording Aeroplane came out. The music and his appearance was quite a bit different. This is from Aeroplane and a tune called Back in the Good Old Days with John, along with Norman Blake, Tut Taylor, Vassar Clements, and Randy Scruggs. John Hartford on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Someday about 25 years from now, when we've all grown old from a wondering how, we'll all sit down at the city dump and talk about the good old days. Oh, you'll pass a joint and I'll pass a wine, and anything good from down the line. A lot of good things went down one time back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Times we get to thinking that we're almost done, and there ain't nothing left that we can figure out. And I guess it must have seemed a lot more like that back in the good old days. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's always somebody, don't you know? I hang around a saying, well, I told you so, back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. Well, that's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Oh, we'll all join hands and we'll gather round when that old guitar starts to make that sound. A lot of good things went down, down, down back in the good old days. We's in love with the people that we hadn't even met, out for anything we could get. Oh, we did it then and we'll do it yet back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1546. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Double Time, Bela Fleck's CD of duets, featuring the five-string banjo, and we heard two five-string banjos. We heard Mark Schatz on the nylon-strung banjo and Bela on his mastertone with the Bullfrog Shuffle. That's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from the Newgrass Revival, the band that lent its name to the particular musical style, and we heard Ain't That Peculiar, from the Newgrass Revival anthology on Capitol Records. And before that, just a couple weeks ago, we lost Bill Keith. And he was a marvelous melodic banjo player. Nobody quite played like Bill. We heard Nola. That's included on Son of Rounder Banjo on Rounder Records from the late Bill Keith. And before that, we heard from John Hartford from Aeroplane, and Back in the Good Old Days with John on the banjo and guitar, Norman Blake on the guitar, Tut Taylor on the dobro, Vassar Clements on the fiddle, and Randy Scruggs on the bass. Originally released on Warner Brothers Records, but reissued a few years later on Rounder, Aeroplane from John Hartford. When you think of Newgrass or new acoustic music, you can't help but think of Tony Rice and the Tony Rice Unit. Here's a tune that he recorded a long time ago on one of those very early Tony Rice Unit recordings, redone on a more recent recording called Unit of Measure. Here's Manzanita, first variation from the Tony Rice Unit on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Had to wait for that wipeout at the very end. That's from Fiddler's Four, featuring Bruce Molsky, Daryl Anger, Michael Doucette, and Rushad Eggleston, and that was one of Michael's tunes called Atchafalaya Pipeline. Fiddler's Four is on Compass Records. And before that, from Psychograss, from their recording Like Minds, we heard a Jimi Hendrix tune, Third Stone from the Sun. That featured Daryl Anger again, David Greer, Mike Marshall, Todd Phillips, and Tony Trischka. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And we let off that set with the Tony Rice Unit, as it was a few years back. Tony on the guitar, Ricky Simpkins on the fiddle, Tony's brother Wyatt on the second guitar, Jimmy Goudreau on the mandolin, and Ronnie Simpkins on the acoustic bass. We heard Manzanita, First Variation, from Unit of Measure on Rounder Records from the Tony Rice Unit. We are listening to Newgrass and new acoustic music this week and next. I can recall reading the letters to the editor and the editorial pages in Bluegrass Unlimited as they commented on Tony Trischka and Skyline, saying that they were going to take the music where it shouldn't go. I could never quite understand that. I just thought it was wonderful, wonderful music. Here's Tony Trischka and Skyline and Vince Gill's great tune, I Can't Believe, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I can't believe that I'm falling.
Skyline from Stranded in the Moonlight on Flying Fish Records. We heard Larry Cohen on the bass, Barry Mitterhoff on the mandolin, Tony Trischka on the banjo, Danny Weiss on the guitar, and Dee Dee Weiland on the guitar, and lovely, lovely vocals. Stranded in the Moonlight, and I Can't Believe, Vince Gill's tune from Skyline with Tony Trischka. And that's from their recording Ticket Back, a retrospective. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed this part one of our feature examining the earlier days of newgrass and new acoustic music. Next week, we'll hear from some young players who've learned well from the pioneers of new acoustic and newgrass music, and they're putting their own stamp on it. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1546.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening.